Reading for today is from Proverbs chapter 3. My son, do not forget my teachings, but let your heart keep my commandments. For at length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. Let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and good success in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will be bursting with wine. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline or be weary of his reproof, for the Lord reproves him whom he loves, and as a father the son in whom he delights. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So out here in Georgia, on the East Coast, your roads kind of follow whatever the holler was, right? The creek, the ridge, the whatever, and they kind of go all over the place, right? They kind of go this way and that way and every which way, and that's not the way I grew up. I grew up in the West, and in the West, all the roads are straight, kind of grids, right? The reason is that this part of the country was settled. It's kind of people showed up and they did things however they wanted to do them, and it just followed that way. But out in the West, it was a plan, and because when you make a plan like that, and also because it's a lot flatter in that, when you make a plan like that, sometimes you just say, what's easy? Let's put a grid, you know? And nice mile-by-mile sections of land, very nice. In fact, the farm where my great-grandparents homesteaded is like that, just a mile by a mile, a nice square piece of land. And when you get that kind of road, you get this kind of situation, like this picture on the screen. A road that goes straight as far as the eye can see, right? Look at that road. Isn't that great? You know, in our proverb today, you begin with these words. Listen to these. It says, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. You know, here at Faith Lutheran, learning God's word each day, learning God's commandments each day, God says to us, remember these things. Don't forget them. Let your heart keep these commandments. Hold on to them each and every day of your life. That's what being rooted in Christ is all about. It's about learning God's word, knowing that his word teaches you what life is all about, the very best way to live, and where to go when you're struggling, when you've made a mistake, when you sin against God or against your neighbor. Go to Jesus and know that he hears your prayers, know that he hears your confession of sins, and he gladly says to you, I love you and I forgive you. Now walk a new life. So the Proverbs is about this. It's about listening to God. It's about following him where he goes. And if you think about this, the next part of this proverb, the one that kind of has to do with this picture, is about this general principle that when you live by God's word, he'll show you the way. Verses 5 and 6 in this proverb, I read it just a few moments ago. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understandings. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Making straight your paths. This proverb is about how when we hear God's word, when we learn it, when we live by it, God shows us the way that we will go, the right way to live, the way where we hear God's word, we hear his forgiveness, and we live by it. Each and every day. In fact, when I hear these words, trust in the Lord, I have a song. I don't know where I learned this song. I was looking for it a little bit earlier this last week, and I couldn't find it, but I just, whenever I hear these words, I think of this: trust the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Why? I don't know where I learned that. I just hear it, right? Which is one of the reasons why we love to sing God's word, because it gets that deep-rooted connectedness in our hearts and in our minds. And we think about these things. Trust in the Lord. Trust in God. Don't lean on your own understanding. Don't think, well, I know the best way. I know what to do. No, listen to God. He's the one who knows the right way, the way that we should live, the way that we should act, and where we should go when we need help. Dear children of God, your life is in the hands of our Lord, and he is good. He loves you. He's forgiven all of your sins. There's no more condemnation for you. Instead, you are called to be his children, to remember him, to acknowledge him, to not forget the words that you're learning each day or the commandments, but rather to keep them, to live by them, and to gladly hear God's word of forgiveness, life, and salvation every day. In the name of Jesus, amen.